ओम शांति।
विश्व परिवर्तन पाप के आशाओं के दीपक
today
चारों ओर देख
बाप दादा the world transformer is happy to see his children everywhere who are the lamps of his hopes Bap Dada knows that
Bap Dada see Ati Pyar
Bap Dada knows that the children have immense love for Bap Dada and even Bap Dada has multi-million times more love for every child. And this love is always going to be received at this confluence age. Bap Dada knows that as the time is coming closer, accordingly in the heart of every child the thought, the zeal and enthusiasm is there that something has to be done. Because you are noticing that all the three powers of today are in complete upheaval. Whether it is the power of religion, or the power of governance, ruling, or the power of science. Even science today cannot control matter in the right way. This is, and that is why you say that this is bound to happen. Because science is meant to work through matter. So, even matter, in spite of the different facilities of science, in spite of making so much effort, matter is not in their control. And in the future, in the future, these games of matter will keep on increasing. These games being played by matter will keep on increasing because matter does no longer has that strength which it had at the beginning. At such a time, think. Such a time, think now, which power can bring about the transformation?
Sure.
It is the power of silence which will bring the transformation. The upheavals everywhere who is there to finish all the upheavals everywhere? You know it, don't you? Besides the souls who receive God's sustenance, no one else can do it. Therefore, all of you have the zeal and enthusiasm, don't you? That it is we, the Brahmin souls, who are in the company of Bab Dadan now and are also the companions in the task of transformation. Bab Dada has noticed that especially at Amrit Vela that as much there is upheaval of these three powers, that much all of you, the goddesses of peace, the gods of peace,
Video.
as much you should be experimenting upon the power of silence, that much you are not doing. That is, you are lacking in it. Therefore, now, Bap Dada, is instilling the enthusiasm of experiencing the power of silence more, where service is concerned, you are spreading the sound everywhere very well in the field of service. However, you know, Gulzar Dadi's throat is not good. She had a lot of cough in these 2 days, and therefore Baba is speaking and this cough coming. So Baba is saying the harmonium of the musical instrument is not working properly, and but Bap Dada cannot stay without meeting the children, and the children also cannot stay without meeting Bap Dada. Therefore, Bap Dada is specially signaling that why Bap Dada is specially signaling now that you have to spread the power of silence more everywhere. Gulzar Dadi had, you know, a lot of cough. She caught a cold when she went to Delhi recently. It was very, very cold there, and she actually developed some lung infection. But then Baba has to come, and the chariot there has cough. But then Baba has to speak, and therefore Thank you. Vaptata is being given some water to drink. Now, particularly Brahma Baba and Jagatamba, you saw them that even though Brahma Baba was Adi Dev, how much incognito effort he did for experiencing the power of silence. You also saw your Dadiji. You also saw your Dadi. How she made this lesson of power of silence so strong in her, in spite of having the responsibilities and also making plans of service. How, in spite of all that, been so cold all over North India, you know, and there were so many have developed this cough. Even I am coughing a lot today. I'm a little bit better. And Baba says, however, Baba, you know, bad the musical instrument may be, you know, not working properly, but Baba has love for the children. So, Baba continues, however big the responsibility of service may be, but the practical fruit of the success of service is cannot the practical fruit of this of the service you do cannot come, is not happening because cannot happen if there isn't the power of silence. You know, till yesterday, Dadi Gulzar was in Ahmedabad undergoing some checkings because she had like an infection in the lungs, but she had to come last night and today Bab Dada had to come, so but then the chariot isn't very, very good today. But Baba continues, and therefore Baba says that for better results in a success in service, the power of silence is necessary a great deal. And therefore for that, each one if you want to claim the kingdom and also become worthy of worship, it is now the time for it. Because time is going to become more and more sensitive. More and more delicate time is going to come. Therefore, at such a time, only with the power of silence, there is more and more need of touching power and catching power. All that such times will come when all these facilities will not be of any help. They will not be able to give any help. Only spiritual power Only spiritual power and the directions received through touching power will make you do the work. Therefore, check in yourself. At such a time, will your mind and intellect be able to receive Bab Dada's touching at such a time? Thank you. And for that, you need a practice. You need practice for a long time. The method for that is the method for that is that the mind and intellect should constantly, not sometimes, but constantly be clean and clear. Now the rehearsal will keep on increasing. And in a second it will become real. The upheavals, I was referring to the upheavals. The rehearsal will keep on increasing, in a second it will become real. And if in the mind and intellect there is even the slightest, if there is for any soul or for any task, there is, or even for the companion, service companion, if there is even a slightest negative thought, then that mind and intellect will not be called clean and clear intellect. If there's any negative thought in the mind or intellect for anyone, Baba says, then it will be not called a clean and clear intellect. This is why Bab Dada is drawing your attention towards it. Check during the whole day. So check whether during the whole day how much power of silence did you accumulate. So check how much power of silence did you accumulate in the whole day, even whilst doing service. If you are not even whilst doing service, if that power of silence is not experienced whilst coming into words, then you will not be able to get the fruit of service in the form of success to the extent you would like it to be. There will be more effort and less success. So Baba says, of course do service, but do service with the power of silence in you. then the result which you will get will be even much more than your expectation. Check again and again. So check it again and again. And now Baba finishes that point and starts another point. Bap Dada is happy. That happy to see that day by day. Whoever is doing service wherever, that is being done very well. So wherever, whoever is doing service is doing service very well. However, you need to pay more attention to the power of peace. You need to accumulate more power of peace in order to bring about the transformation. At present, the whole world is searching who becomes instrumental for bringing about the transformation of the world. Because day by day, peacelessness and sorrow are increasing, and they are bound to increase more and more. Therefore, the bhagats, the devotees, are remembering their gods. Some are living a life of extreme distress. They are also looking forward to the religious heads and even the scientists are wondering how to do it, when will it happen. Who is there to answer all of these people? who is there to answer them? All of them are wanting to know, when will the golden morning come? So you are the ones who are to bring that, aren't you? Are you that? Yes. Raise your hand if you think that you are the ones to bring about the golden morning. You are instrumental for that. All of you are instrumental for that. And everyone raises their hand. So many of you are instrumental for that. Then how quickly the golden morning should come. You become happy and Babdada also becomes happy. So about children, raise their hands. So children are happy and Babdada is also happy to see this. So all of you get this golden chance. Just as you do the meeting for service, or you sit together to solve some problems, similarly, hold this type of this meeting, make plans for this. There should be balance of remembrance and service. Remembrance means the power of silence, and that will be achieved. When you are on your top stage, Baba is saying, just as when somebody is at a high altitude, and if he stands at a high altitude and looks down, how he's able to see everything so clearly down below. Similarly, your topmost stage, what is right at the top, Paramdham, is right at the top. So Bhaktada says, you do service, and then stabilize yourself on the top stage, that is, sit with Baba in the top place. Just as, you know, when somebody does some hard work and then he's tired, then he sits down to relax, to calm down. Similarly, you do service and then in between, go and sit with Baba in the top stage. And the other top place, is sitting at the top of the cycle and seeing the world cycle below you, which is the topmost place in the cycle, the confluence age. They show the needles at 12 o'clock at the top, don't they? So, you come down, do service, and then go back to the top place and sit there. Therefore, did you understand what you have to do? Is time invoking you, or are you bringing time closer? Is time invoking you, or are you bringing time closer? Who is the creator? So, it's understood, we are the creator, so we have to bring time closer. Therefore, Baba isn't saying that, but Baba said, therefore make such plans, sit together and make plans for this. Acha. Okay. Children said, Bab Dada, you must come. And Bab Dada said, okay, we will come. Similarly, you too should understand each one's attitude, intentions, motives, vibrations, and say, Hanji, yes, please. That is, be obedient, through which the power of the gathering will ignite the fire of science. Have you seen a volcano, haven't you? You've seen a volcano, haven't you? So this power of the gathering will create the fire of silence. Okay. Many double foreigners have come. Baba is looking around to see the double foreigners. And Maharashtra is doing seva this time. So double foreigners, and Maharashtra's turn, Bombay and Andhra Pradesh too, and also Gram Vikas, the wing has come that is serving the rural area. Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh and Bombay all are one zone, Maharashtra zone. There are so many. Always it happens, half of the gathering is of that zone. And Baba is saying, your name is Maharashtra. Maha means great, the great country, the great land. Rashtra means country. Maharashtra. The name is Maharashtra, the great country. Maharashtra, according to the drama, has received a golden gift. Which one is that? And Maharashtra is clapping. Which one is that? You have received the sustenance of Brahma, father and mama. You know, Baba and Mama used to go to Bombay so many times. So Baba is saying, you have received direct sustenance of Baba and Mama. Yes, Delhi and UP has also received the sustenance, but Maharashtra has received more sustenance from Sakar, Mama and Baba. Baba and Mama used to go to Bombay every year, you know, so Baba is saying that they have received more sustenance. So you're already Mahan, means great. Now what else you have to do? All of Maharashtra should come together and make such a plan, hold a meeting in which all come together and have one sanskar, one nature, one service. How to spread the power of silence? Make plans for that. You will make it, won't you? Will you? And they are raising their hand. Bab, Dada. You will give the report to Bab Dada after 1 month, won't you, of what plans you have made. You make the plans first and then the other zones will follow you, and that is you make like the material, and they will stud it with diamonds. So you have the courage, don't you, of making this plan of creating that power of silence everywhere. Baba is asking them. for that there has to be a meeting of sanskars. Which zone will dance the dance of the meeting of sanskars? Some zone should come forward and make plans of how to spread pure attitude, pure drishti, pure actions. One zone does that job. Then the second zone, so the one zone should do that job of, you know, making plans in this way, in the second zone. Should do another type of service, like, for example, someone is not able to transform himself, even though he wants to transform, but he's not able to change his sanskars, then mercy, forgiveness, cooperation, love. You give that one all these. Can you give all these to that one? And make the Brahmin family more powerful. Make plans for this. The second zone can think of this. How to help each one? Can this be possible? Can this be possible? Those in the first line say, can this be possible? Raise your hand if you think it can be possible. Baba is referring to all the seniors. Baba is saying, see, in the first line all the Maharathis are sitting. Bab Dada is not going to mention names now of zones, but every zone can take up one topic, whatever is liked by that zone. Come together, sit together and discuss on it. Then there is, after Shivratri too, there is Bab Dada's meeting for the whole month. Then give the result to Bab Dada at the end of the season. You are Maharashtra, aren't you? It is good. You're having good expansion. Everywhere expansion is taking place. Therefore, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations for the expansion happening in service everywhere. Now, whatever you did up to now, for that you're already congratulated. But now, increase quality souls, quality doesn't mean only rich people. Quality means those who set an example, who become examples. Who set an example for everyone, they are the quality souls. About airs and mics, that you have already been told earlier. Air souls. Okay, double foreigners, stand up. All the double foreigners, stand up.
Baba, ye double foreigners mein ek yuglo ki retreat chal rahi hai.
First, in double foreigners, there was couples retreat, and kumari's retreat.
Aur kumariyon ki do vishesh program chale hain.
They have put some symbols on them, you know, the Kumaris have a sash and it's written on it, belongings. Baba Singh, Baba likes it very much. The Kumaris, yes, they are raising their hand. Yes, they have put on the sash. So let everyone see you. Just turn your back and let everyone see you. You know, turn your back and go round like in the hall and let everyone see your sashes. Take a circle, take a round so that everyone behind also is able to see your sashes. All the Kumaris are very lucky. Of course, everyone is lucky, but the Kumaris are double lucky. Why? Even the Kumars are lucky, of course. If the Kumaris continue and remain Kumaris in life, then you will receive Bap Dada's title, become a teacher like Bap Dada and become like Guru Bhai, you know. Of course, you are seated on the heart throne, but you will also get the throne of Baba, means become a teacher like Baba. Baba is a teacher too. So Guru Bhai means sitting with the Guru. That is, you sit as a Guru and read the Murli, you become a teacher and teach. This is why Bap Dada says, for the Kumaris, there is a saying that a Kumari means the one who salvages 21 generations, 21 lives. So actually you have salvaged your 21 lives, but the others for whom you will become instrumental. You will salvage even their 21 lives if you remain a Kumari, a pure Kumari. You are such Kumaris, aren't you? Are you like that? Raise your hand. Yes, with the sashes, red sashes on, Baba is speaking to you. Raise your hand if you say you are strong, firm Kumaris. Or are you a little bit weak? Are you? No, not at all. You are pakka, strong Kumaris. See, and Baba is asking Dadiji, did you see, are they all pakka, strong Kumaris? Baba is speaking to the Dadis and the senior teachers. Baba is asking Mohini Ben of New York, what do you say? Are they pakka? Are these Kumaris pakka? Jayanti Ben, are the Kumaris pakka? Baba is asking Mohini Ben, Jayanti Ben, who are the teachers? Yeah. Mohini Ben is speaking. Meera Ben is instrumental for that. Meera Ben was instrumental and we all gave classes. Dadi Janki is asking Mohini Ben and Jayanti Ben, are you pakka? And Mohini Ben says, yes, of course we are very pakka. So clap for these Kumaris too, that they are very pakka. Also, Bab Dada is happy. So, Meera Ben has come in front and Baba is saying, yes, she is the main teacher. I mean, she was organizing the Kumaris retreat. She's saying, Baba, this is the 8th international Kumaris retreat and the topic was belonging, experiencing belongingness. And there were Kumaris from 80 countries, 80 Kumaris from different countries. And they all felt Baba belongs to them and they belong to Baba. And Baba saying, congratulations. Okay, Kumaris, may sit down. Now, Kumaris, sit down. The double foreigners, Kumaris, sit down. Who are the others? Couples. And who are the others? Couples. Baba saying, what about you? Who are you? Now these are the Kumaris. And who are you? You are the Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris. Everyone else are Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris, you should say. You are also no less. What is this group standing? International group of couples.
Baba, isme yugalon ki bhatti bhi
thi. Yugal couples.
Yugalon ki bhatti bhi
thi. Yugal couples. So this is a retreat for couples. So what intoxication do the couples have? You have an extra intoxication. Which one is that? Do you know that? So the retreat for the couples, so Baba is asking, what extra intoxication you have?
Knowledge.
since from the time householders have started taking this gyan, people have gained the courage that even we can do it, because so many couples are taking this gyan who are living in their household and following all the disciplines. Before, they used to think that to become a Brahma Kumari means to leave everything, to renounce everything, but now they understand that to become a Brahma Kumari and Kumari means to stay in the house, stay in the family, stay with all the relatives, family, and take care of all the responsibilities. Couples also have another speciality. The couples have challenged even the Mahatmas, the sages, the saints, the gurus. Because, you know, the gurus think that husband and wife can't live together and lead a pure life. But you have challenged them and you say that, yes, we live together. And whilst interacting with one another, we work together. But then our intentions are very high, very elevated. We are victorious souls. Therefore, to encourage souls for victory, this is what the couples have to do, encourage souls for victory. That is why Bhavdada congratulates the couples. Okay, yes? Yes. You are the ones who challenge others, don't you? If somebody spies upon you, whether you are really doing that or not, you can see, tell them, doesn't matter, go ahead, do it. We are transparent. We are open. And you have that power? If you say you have that power, if somebody spies on you and somebody tries to find out about your life and all, you don't mind? So they are raising their hand. Yes, we are following all the disciplines. And Baba saying, okay, very good, you may sit down. Which group is this? These are all the double four. All the double foreigners. Okay, couples may sit. Couples may sit down and not the rest. There are about 600 double foreigners in all. To the double foreigners, Bhaktada always says that you are very courageous. Why? Because Bhaktada has observed that how the double foreigners, they have a job, they also go to their work, and then they give classes and also look after centers and help in the centers. They are like all-rounders. This is why Bhaktada gives you a title that double foreigners are all-round group, all-rounders. You do everything.
Yes.
also keep moving forward in this way and make others also move forward in this way. Okay, you may sit down now. Now, okay. All now, this is Rural Development Wing. Rural Development Wing. Baba was told that they are doing, creating a new plan in their meeting. Are you creating any new plan in your meeting? What newness are you creating? Yes, you can say, somebody should say. And Mohini Ben is the chairperson of the rural development program. And Mohini Ben is saying that they are experimenting upon, creating harvest without putting any fertilizers, organic cultivation. They have done it in a practical way, and they have even shown us that how through organic cultivation there is so much benefit. They do yoga, they are sitting on the land, and how the yoga power helps the harvest in the fields, and in the good results. They have experimented upon and got good results. So Baba is saying, very good. Because people are finding so much problem in the food they eat because of chemicals, fertilizers and all these things. So if things are grown in an organic way, it is good. And also second is they will get benefit because they are doing yoga there. So it's double benefit for themselves and for others. So yeah, it's very good. You are moving forward with zeal and enthusiasm. You continue to move forward. Congratulations. Okay. Now you may sit down. All the first timers, Baba wants them to stand up. All the first timers, even among double foreigners, all first timers. Yeah, everyone is clapping for the first timers. Half of the class is nearly half of the class is first timers. So, special, you are especially so happy today to come to Madhuban, aren't you? Therefore, congratulations to you. And Bab Dada always tells everyone that may you be immortal. Baba blesses the children. May you be immortal, and at Amrit Vela, every day revise this blessing in you. I am immortal. I am immortal. This is Baba's blessing. Here you receive Baba's blessing, but then you have to revise that blessing from time to time. Then only the blessing will work on you. The blessing will work on you when you revise it every day in you. That this is Bab Dada's blessing to me. Bab Dada's blessing to me. And this way, continue to move forward more and more. Okay, you may sit down. All others who have come to all of you. Bap Dada says, because of your sweet invocation, this body is being made to work. Because Dadi Kulsar's health wasn't very good, but still Baba had to come, and therefore Baba is giving extra strength to the body. When Baba is asking, how are the teachers? How many teachers? So many teachers. They are all waving to Baba. Yes. They are all standing up, all the teachers. And they are waving to Baba. All the teachers of Bharat. And they're standing up gradually. Even the older ones are standing up. It is good. All of you have the title of the father. Baba is a teacher. He comes as a teacher to teach you. A teacher means making everyone get experience through their own experience. Teacher means becoming an authority of experience. If someone gets an experience, even once, he doesn't forget his whole, it forgets it in his whole lifetime. Whatever he has seen or heard, maybe he may forget. But if someone has experienced something in life, that he will never forget. Therefore, a teacher means who become experienced and give others the experience. This is the work you do, don't you? Okay. So whatever experience is still lacking or you don't have, that you get it in this 1 month. Then Bap Dada will call for the result. Okay, you may sit down. Okay. To all the children who are seated on Bap Dada's heart throne as well as seated on the world throne, to all the children who are increasing their power of silence and also encouraging other souls to increase their power of silence. To those who always stay happy and give others the gift of happiness. To all the lucky and lovely children everywhere, Bap Dadas, Yaad Pyar, love remembrance, and blessings, and namaste, salutations.
So, better than you.